Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Scott Hahn, and I want to welcome you to The Road to Emmaus, a podcast from the St. Paul Center.
Take a deep dive into the Sunday Mass readings this new year. Sign up for the weekly Bible study, The Word of the Lord, a video series hosted by Dr. Scott Hahn and me, Dr. John Bergsma. Visit stpaulcenter.com to subscribe and to read Scripture from the heart of the church.
Hello, I'm Scott Hahn, and I want to welcome you to the St. Paul Center, where we are celebrating the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul, along with Catholic Christians all around the world. For us here at the St. Paul Center, this is a special cause of celebration, not only because it's a patronal feast for St. Paul, but it also highlights the partnership that God willed providentially for the first century. You go back, and the unlikeliest candidates of all must have been Peter, who starts off as Simon, a fisherman, who has a tendency to open his mouth in order to change feet. So frequently he is basically saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, and yet God chooses him and Jesus empowers him, because if God can use the likes of Simon Peter, as G.K. Chesterton reminded us, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, and Peter is apparently the weakest link of all until the Holy Spirit empowers him. And then the other unlikely candidate is St. Paul himself, because Saul of Tarsus wasn't one of the 12. In fact, he was the one who was leading the early persecution against all of the followers of Jesus, as we hear about it in the book of Acts. And so Saul, trained by the great rabbi Gamaliel, as a prized pupil, probably knew the law and the prophets better than the other students of Gamaliel, and he weaponized them to justify the persecution that went on for quite some time, until on the road to Damascus, a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, and a voice from heaven, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And of course, Saul, as a Pharisee, would have recognized a heavenly voice to be divine. So he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And of course, it is Jesus of Nazareth whom you are persecuting, not just my followers, but me. And this is where the seed was planted in the heart and the soul of St. Paul, whereas Saul the Pharisee, blinded and on the ground, began to realize how Jesus radically identifies himself with his disciples so closely as to describe them as members of his own mystical body. Paul is the only New Testament writer to speak of the church as the body of Christ, and how all believers are united to him as arms and legs, eyes and ears, fingers and toes. And so it is that we are still to this day members of a body that is not a mere metaphor, members of a body that is truly a body more than my own body is. We are members of the body of Christ, as St. Paul teaches, more than my arms and legs are right now. In 100 years, it'll all be dust and worm food. But in a billion years, we will be beholding the face of God. We will be glorified members of Christ's body, and we will have our own resurrected bodies back like he does. I want to conclude by reflecting on a passage that we find in 2 Peter chapter 3. Sometimes people act as though there was a rivalry between Peter and Paul. That's not how Paul acted, and it's certainly not how St. Peter writes. Here in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, we read, "And count the forbearance of our Lord as salvation, so also our beloved brother Paul." This is more than a friendship. This is more than an apostolic partnership. This is a spiritual brotherhood, fraternal bonds that tie the hearts of the two principal evangelizers of the first century. As different as these two persons were, as distinct as their personalities must have been, so also our beloved brother Paul wrote to you according to the wisdom given him. So St. Peter wants us to recognize that the wisdom that we find in Paul's writings, it's not human wisdom. It's not philosophical truth. It is divine wisdom. It is the truth of Christ who is the wisdom of God, according to the wisdom given him, speaking of this as he does in all his letters. In other words, by the end of the first century, in fact, by the 60s of the first century, not only has Paul written his letters, but those letters have been gathered, studied, discussed, so that St. Peter can refer to the collection of Paul's letters here as containing divine wisdom. And then I love the next line. There are some things in them hard to understand. There are things in Paul's letters that are hard to understand. That is the understatement of the New Testament. There are many things in Paul's letters that were not only hard back in the first century, but are still hotly debated by scholars today in the 21st century. But then Peter goes on to say, there are some things in them hard to understand, which the ignorant and the unstable twist to their own destruction as they do the other scriptures. Did you catch that? For St. Peter, our first pope, Paul's writings have already risen to the level of scripture. And just as other portions of scripture are obscure, so many things in Paul's writings are as well, which the ignorant and the unstable twist to their own destruction. So what should we do? We should read scripture from the heart of the church. We should read the writings of Paul in harmony with Peter. We should read them both, Peter and Paul, as expressing to us back in the first century the wisdom and the love of Christ, their Savior. Because brothers and sisters, that's who we are in the 21st century, and that is why we celebrate the feast of Saints Peter and Paul as a great family joy. Thank you for joining me, and may the Lord bless you throughout this feast day. And please come visit us at stpaulcenter.com. We've got lots of resources, not only from St. Paul, but also from St. Peter. Take care, and may the Lord bless you and your loved ones.
The Road to Emmaus podcast is a production of the St. Paul Center. To learn more about this podcast, visit our show notes at stpaulcenter.com/road. Our production team includes producer and technical director, Rory Mitrick, sound engineers, Joseph Palmer and Olivia Mosier. Subscribe and rate The Road to Emmaus wherever you find this podcast. The St. Paul Center is a nonprofit organization facilitating life-transforming encounters with the living Word of God. To find more faith-based resources, visit stpaulcenter.com.